SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to SBS News.
Experts say big changes need to be made if Australia is serious about reaching its net zero emissions goal by 2050. A new report published by the Australian Energy Market Operator shows that while the transition to clean energy is well underway, the country is still falling behind. Daniel Westerman, CEO of AEMO, says efforts need to be ramped up.
Australia is already building renewable energy, which is the lowest cost source of new build energy, and we need that investment really to continue and ramp up over the decade ahead to make sure that Australians have reliable electricity when they need it at the lowest cost.
The report shows that by 2050, solar and wind farms in the country will need to increase sixfold, and there will need to be a five-time increase of rooftop solar panels to achieve decarbonisation goals. Gas too will need to increase slightly to act as a reserve source of energy, even if it's not being used. Andrew Bray, National Director of non-profit advocacy group ReAlliance, says there's still a lot of work to be done.
There's 4,000 kilometres of transmission needs to be built by 2030 to connect the new wind and solar generators that we're building. There are seven transmission projects that have been identified as crucial, so we really need to get cracking with them. 2,500 kilometres of those projects are now in train. You know, the transmission is really a key missing link that we need to have in place.
In 2023, renewable energy supplied almost 40% of electricity across the national electricity market. It's hoped that number will increase to 82% by 2030, which means more homes need to install solar panels on their rooftops. Craig Bourne of the Climate Council says the rising temperatures around the world are proof the situation needs to change.
2023 was the hottest year we've had on record. 2024, I believe, is going to be yet again the hottest year on record. Farmers are seeing the problems. You know, people in the cities are seeing the problems and the changes. We can't go on this way. So we are well behind the mark. We need to accelerate fast. We cannot afford to have delays.
10 coal-fired power stations have shut down until now. 90% of them are set to follow by 2035, with the entire fleet on lockdown by 2040. AEMO's Mr. Westerman says they serve no purpose as more suitable alternatives have already been found.
We know that the lowest cost replacement for this energy and to meet Australia's growing energy needs is renewable energy. And it's connected in with transmission, firmed with storage and backed up by flexible gas generation.
The Coalition are sticking to their plans on nuclear power, saying it could be the best solution for Australian consumers. But research from the Climate Council has shown a potential transition to nuclear could take a minimum of 15 years. Deputy Opposition Leader Susan Lee says the transition time would make it necessary to temporarily rely on alternative energy sources.
I note that the AEMO report doesn't go to nuclear because it's not government policy. We think it should be, but we think that between now and the time when nuclear would come online, we need genuine investment in gas. We've got a government that has effectively scared international gas investment away by saying all they want is renewables, but they cannot demonstrate how they would stabilise the grid and how we would get secure baseload power.
But the government has slammed the opposition's nuclear plans, with Energy Minister Chris Bowen saying they purposely refused to release the details of their policy.
When you compare the detailed documentation and the consultation which goes into the government's energy policy with the one-page thought bubble we see from those opposite, Mr.
Order,
Speaker.
The member
no
for,
costings, no details, no models, no details whatsoever. And we know the opposition knows the costs. The leader of the National Party let the cat out of the bag, so we know what they are. We're just not ready to tell you yet. It's a surprise.
Outside these heated political debates, experts say there's also room for more inclusivity, especially from those hosting these projects and infrastructures. ReAlliance's Andrew Bray says community members should be involved in decisions that have an immediate effect on their way of life.
Yeah, people deserve to be part of the transition. There's a lot of new things happening both at the household level, but also at the large scale level. And the roadmap does make the point that this isn't just about electricity anymore. It's really critical that this roadmap builds trust with regional communities.
For now, there's just a plan urging everyday Australians to make their actions count. Alex Anifantis, SBS News.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.